Sabbath blessing, everyone. On this, it's raining over here. I hope you all have good weather on this May 20th, 2023. This is our part two review of our chapter 77 entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall, part three of our lesson 382. Our Tiny Tot team song is entitled Hark to the Shepherd's Voice I Hear, and is found in 361, also known as Bring Them In, and our dear brother will bless us once more to share the song with us. Brother Dick, your mic is on.
Sure enough. Halfway through the first stanza, and oh my. I click it, and I think it's on, but I fail to notice that my box, my picture, has a yellow circle or a ring around it. That should tell me it's on. Hark to the shepherd's voice I hear. Out in the dark desert, dark and drear, calling the sheep who've gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Who'll go and help the shepherd kind? Help him the wandering ones to find. Who'll bring them back into the fold, where they'll be safe from the cold? Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Out in the desert, hear their cry. Out on the mountain, wild and high. Hark! 'Tis the Master speaks to thee. Go find my sheep where'er they be. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring the wandering ones to Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. If any one of the little tiny tots, by the help of their parents, elder siblings, would like to open the review section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. This is the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Sixth day. Thou labor.
With the seven days for God.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, dear ones, we are going to hear all the wonderful blessings that the little tiny ones has had in with their mommies or daddies or family members. If you would like to share, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. For mommies and daddies, little blessings. This week, I'd like to highlight both Haley and Emma. It's a twofold thing. They'll share the pictures for the nature walk, but for this week, Haley and Emma was very diligent in helping to water our plants and even to do their own planting as well, up to pepper trees. So, may God continue to let them be able to have a willingness to want to help, and may their little flower or plants grow so they can see the work of how God allows them to grow and how he allows the plants to grow as well.
Amen. If there's any other members of our remnant family would like to share what the little ones have done, you may share your mic. Otherwise, we are going to continue, and we will be sharing those pictures by God's grace next Sabbath in our main study. This is the story about Jesus. This is chapter 12, the Good Shepherd Part 3 review, and our dear brother will be able to share it with us.
Now, with my mic on. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of Luke 19 and verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's us. Hebrews 7:25 margin. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to him. And Matthew 11:5. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Luke 4:36. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And Matthew 14:29-30. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the winds, boisterous, blowing, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me! Next slide, please. Ah, yes, this is the part. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost, Luke 19:10. And a joyful anthem, that was a song, rings out from the angelic choir, filling all heaven with richest melody. Christ presents to us a picture. To us, no picture of a sorrowful shepherd returning without the sheep. He is a pledge or promise that not even one of the straying sheep. Here is a pledge, not a promise. Here is a pledge or promise that not one, even one of the straying sheep of God's fold is overlooked. Not one is left unhelped. Everyone that will submit to be ransomed or saved, the Savior will rescue from the wilds of sin. Then let every wanderer or lost person from the fold take courage. The Good Shepherd is searching for you. Remember that his work is to save that which was lost, and that means you and me. To doubt the possibility of our salvation is to doubt the saving power of him who purchased or bought you at an infinite cost. That means Jesus paid a very high price for you. Let faith take the place of unbelief. Look at the hands that were pierced for you and rejoice in their power to save. I think it's next screen on yours. Remember that God and Christ are interested in you and that all of the host of heaven, that's the angels, are engaged in or interested in the work of salvation for the of salvation of sinners. While Christ was on earth, he showed by his miracles that he had power to save to the uttermost. That means completely. By curing the diseases of the body, he showed that he was able to take care of sin, take away sin from the heart. He caused the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, the blind to see. He cleansed the poor lepers and healed the man with palsy. Those who had all kinds of diseases and those who had all kinds of diseases. By his word, even the devils were driven out from the one whom they had been possessing. Those who sat, who saw this wonderful work were astonished and said, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the evil spirits, and they come out." Luke 4:36. See, nobody else could do that. At the command of Jesus, Peter was able to walk on the water, but he had to keep his eyes on the Savior. As soon as he looked away, he began to sink. He probably looked back at the boys and his companions in the boat and said, "Look at me, guys!" And that was the wrong thing to do. That was from the story of Jesus, pages 78 and 79.
Amen. Next Sabbath, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled The Good Shepherd in our tiny taught lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place there on May 27th of 2023. We are going to hand it back to our dear brother to do the review question for the little ones.
Oh, yes. Who is the Good Shepherd searching for?
Me and you.
Thank you for including me. Yes, he's looking for both of us. All of us. What should we remember his work to be?
To say that was a lot.
He came to save the lost. He told the Pharisees that he came to find people that were sick and to heal them. And that meant not just physical diseases, but spiritual diseases. He said, people who aren't sick don't need a physician, a doctor. And the Pharisees thought they weren't sick. So they didn't need him, they thought. What did he, Jesus, show that he was able to do?
He was able to take away sin from the heart.
That's right. He was able to take away our desires to sin. And if we ask him, he will take away our desire to sin and give us a desire to be more like him. All right. Thank you for listening. And back to Rose.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Thank you so much, dear brother. Well, little ones, it's time for our Tiny Thoughts parents and guests to learn precious lesson on God's creation through nature. This is our review for part 36 of the water topic, the water of life. So let's have a listening ears, dear one, while dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
Sad blessings, everyone. And here's today's lesson concerning the water. The Water of Life, Part 36 review. And Lesson 11 is A Sick Man Healed, Part 2. And the Bible verses for our 36 water lessons are taken from the book of John, chapter 5, King James Version. And it says in verses 8 to 9, Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. And the character quality is reverence. Reverence is respect and affection for God and spiritual things. Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Leviticus 19:30. And research, rise. Jesus does not ask this sufferer to exercise faith in him. He simply says, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. But the man's faith takes hold upon that word. Every nerve and muscle thrills with new life, and helpful action comes to his crippled limbs. Without question, he sets his will to obey the command of Christ, and all his muscles respond to his will. Springing to his feet, he finds himself an active man. Jesus had given him no assurance of divine help. The man might have stopped to doubt and lost his one chance of healing, but he believed Christ's word, and in acting, he received strength. Through the same faith, we may receive spiritual healing. By sin, we have been severed from the life of God. Our souls are palsied. Of ourselves, we are no more capable of living a holy life than was the impotent man capable of walking. There are many who realize their helplessness and who long for that spiritual life which will bring them into harmony with God. They are vainly striving to obtain it. In despair, they cry, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Romans 7:24. Margin. But these desponding, struggling ones look up. The Savior is bending over the purchase of his blood, saying with inexpressible tenderness and pity, Wilt thou be made whole? He bids you arise in health and peace. Do not wait to feel that you are made whole. Believe his word, and it will be fulfilled. Put your will on the side of Christ. Will to serve him, and in acting upon his word, you will receive strength. Whatever may be the evil practice, the master passion, which through long indulgence binds both soul and body, Christ is able and longs to deliver. He will impart life to the soul that is dead in trespasses. Ephesians 2:1. He will set free the captive that is held by weakness and misfortune and the chains of sin. The Desire of Ages, page 202 to 203. And says of the picture of the man taking his bed and walking away, Jesus saith unto him, Arise, take up thy bed and walk. John 5:8. And onto a cold mitt and friction, ways you can be able to keep yourself up from freezing. The materials needed are one or two small washcloths that are rough, 2 cloth mittens that fit the hand, 3 a wash basin or a small tub for water, 4 bed protectors like plastic and towels, and 5 a warm dry towel to dry the skin. How to proceed? First step is make sure the room is warm with no drafts on the patient. Step 2, put the washcloths and mittens in cold water, then wring as dry as possible. And step 3, start with the arm and forearm. Rub briskly until the skin looks pink. This should take only a few moments. Dry the area rubbed and cover well. And step 4 is put the washcloths and mittens again in the cold water, wring out as dry as possible, rub the other arm and hand, repeating as you did before. 5, next do the chest, trunk, and finally the thighs and legs. Step 6, do each part separately as described above. Only uncover the part of the body that is being given the cold friction. Be sure to dry thoroughly and cover at once before going to the next part of the body. 7, do the cold mitten rub rapidly as not to have undue exposure of the body to the cold. It says above the picture of the following steps. Wilt thou be made whole? And the cold mitten friction comes. The ways of being careful. Step 1 is make sure the patient and room are warm, which is 75 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit or 24 to 27 degrees Celsius before doing the treatment. Step 2, the skin must be rubbed until pink or it will not work properly. Step 3, only uncover the part of the body that is receiving the treatment. at once after the quick rub and drying, cover it up. And the purpose for it, one, in order to build body resistance, two, in order to help weakness and lack of endurance, three, in order to help poor circulation, four, in order to prevent having colds, and five, in order to promote low blood pressure. And above the picture of nursing hands helping in the other arm with the cold friction says, he bids you arise in health and patience. I mean peace. Do not wait to feel that you are made whole. Believe his word and it will be fulfilled. And below says, will to serve him and acting upon his word, you will see strength. And continuing our reference reading for the water topic or a tiny toss lesson review, chapter 21, Bethesda and the Sanhedrin, part 2. Jesus had given him no assurance of divine help. The man might have stopped to doubt and lost his one chance of healing, but he believed Christ's word, and acting upon it, he received strength. Through the same faith, we may receive spiritual healing. By sins, we have been severed from the life of God. Our souls are palsied. Of ourselves, we are no more capable of living a holy life than was the impotent man capable of walking. There are many who realize their helplessness, who long for that spiritual life, which will bring them in harmony with God. They are vainly striving to obtain it. In despair, they cry, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Romans 7:24. Margin. But these desponding struggling ones look up. The Savior is bending over the purchase of his blood, saying with inexpressible tenderness and pity, wilt thou be made whole? He bids you arise in health and peace. Do not wait to feel that you are made whole. Believe his word and it will be fulfilled. Put your will on the side of Christ, will to serve him, and acting upon his word, you will receive strength. Whatever may be the evil practice, the master passion which through long indulgence binds both soul and body, Christ is able and longs to deliver. He will impart life to the soul that is dead in trespasses. Ephesians 2:1. He will set free the captive that is held by weakness and misfortune and the chains of sin. Desire of Ages, page 203-202. The store paralytic stooped to take up his bed, which was only a rug and a blanket. And as he straightened himself again with a sense of delay, he looked around for his deliverer, but Jesus was lost in the crowd. The man feared that he would not know him if he should see him again. As he hurried on his way with firm, free step, praising God and rejoicing in his newfound strength, he met several of the Pharisees and immediately told them of his cure. He was surprised at the coolness with which they listened to his story. Desire of Ages, page 203, paragraph 3. With lowering brows, they interrupted him, asking why he was carrying his bed on the Sabbath day. They sternly reminded him that it was not lawful to bear burdens on the Lord's day. In his joy, the man had forgotten that it was the Sabbath. He felt no condemnation for obeying the command of one who had such power from God. He answered boldly, he that made me whole, the same said to me, take up thy bed and walk. They asked who it was that had done this, but he could not tell. These rulers knew well that only one had shown himself able to perform this miracle, but they wished for a direct proof that it was Jesus, that they might condemn him as a Sabbath breaker. In their judgment, he had not only broken the law and healed the sick man on the Sabbath, but had committed sacrilege in bidding him bear away his bed. Desire of Ages, page 203, paragraph 4. And here are your bonus questions. You can look through the Bible or in the lesson and define it. Question 1, what did Jesus say to the sick man? Look in John 5:8. Question 2, what day was it? John 5:9. And question 3, what does it mean to reverence the Sabbath? And I'll return the lamp back to mom now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have learned how to do the simple remedy. And by God's grace, if there's any time that is needed, we are able to go back to our lesson and see how water was very important in healing the sick. For the same Christ is the same Christ today. Remember, little ones, bring them in, bring the wonder ones to Jesus. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, found in 290. If you would like to share the hymn, dear ones, you can unmute your mic to join us as well. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's life for a look of a Savior, a life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we followed him there. Over sin no more had dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look on the wonderful days, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
His life
not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. And go to a world that is crying. His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Beautiful, dear ones. If any one of the dear elder sibling, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open a review family session with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
God bless you, everybody. Thank you, God. We're going to cover this morning. Seems like you're working out how to learn. We like to keep us here, because if Pluto's not here, then he can come to the Sabbath, and since this hour is 6, and they can come up to the Sabbath. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture for our review lesson is taken from the scriptures, Sing a Song Memory Verse CD, in this section Promises, of Isaiah 53, verses 4 to 6, on the King James Version, a theme of our study.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53, 4 through 6.
Amen. Sabbath blessing to all the dear remnant family that are just coming in. What have we learned in ways we have grown, dear ones? We are going to take a few minutes to reread our first part of our part 3 of our study entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone would like to take the first paragraph, dear one, may you do so.
Hello?
Sabbath blessing, Sister Shaka.
Some blessing.
We are so glad that you are here with us.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 726.
Pilate saw through their worship. Purpose. He did not believe that the prisoner had plotted against the
government.
He meek and humble
appearance
was altogether out of harmony with the charge. Pilate was convinced that a deep plot had been laid.
Very good job. Next slide, please. Good job. Continuing. Emma. To destroy. An innocent man.
Who stood.
In the way.
Of the Jewish.
Dignitaries. Turning.
To Jesus,
he asked, Art thou the King of the Jews? The Savior answered,
Thou sayest it.
And he spoke.
And as he spoke,
His countenance
lighted up,
as if a sunbeam
and sunbeam
were shining upon it.
outside of the pond.
The Desire of Ages?
The Desire of Ages.
Page 726?
Page 726.
Paragraph 1.
Paragraph 1 above ground.
Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 726. When they heard his answer, Caiaphas and those that were with him called Pilate to witness that Jesus had admitted the crime with which he was charged. With noisy cries, priests, scribes, and rulers demanded that he be sentenced to death. The cries were taken up by the mob, and the uproar was deafening. Pilate was confused. Seeing that Jesus made no answer to his accusers, Pilate said to him, "Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee." But Jesus yet answered nothing. The Desire of Ages, page 726, paragraph 2.
Continuing the reading. Standing behind Pilate, in the view of all in the court, Jesus heard the abuse, but to all the false charges against him he answered not a word. His whole bearing gave evidence of conscious innocence. He stood unmoved by the fury of the waves that beat about him. It was as if the heavy surges of wrath, rising higher and higher, like the waves of the boisterous ocean, broke about him, but did not touch him. He stood silent, but his silence was eloquence. It was as a light shining from the inner to the outer man. Amen. The Desire of Ages, page 726, paragraph 3.
The Desire of Ages, page 726. Hold on for a second, I gotta move something over so I can see. Okay. Pilate was astonished at his hearing. Does this man disregard the proceedings because he does not care to save his life? He asked himself. As he looked at Jesus, bearing insult and mockery without retaliation, he felt that he could not be as unrighteous and unjust as were the clamoring priest. Hoping to gain the truth from him and to escape the tumult of the crowd, Pilate took Jesus aside with him and again questioned, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And I don't know what it says after that because I cannot see.
It's okay, dear sister. I know the phone. It's Desire Ages, page 726, paragraph 4. And welcome, dear ones. We still have this page, 726. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
So have a blessing, everyone. Desire Ages, 726. Jesus did not directly answer this question. He knew that the Holy Spirit was driving with Pilate, and he gave him an opportunity to acknowledge his conviction. "Sayest thou this thing of thyself?" He asked, or he didn't. He did other tell it thee of me. That is accusation of the priest. Next slide, please. To continue, oh my God, I lost it. Hold on. I lost it.
It's okay.
Okay. Continue. Or I desire to receive the light from Christ that prompted Pilate question. Pilate understood Christ's meaning. But pride arose in his heart, and he would not acknowledge the conviction that
proceeds
press
upon him. I am.
Am I
a Jew? He said. Thy own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Isaiah 7:26, paragraph 5. Sorry about that.
Okay, amen. We are still in page 726. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? Can you unmute your mic?
Pilate's golden opportunity had passed, yet Jesus did not leave him without further life. While he did not directly answer Pilate's question, he plainly stated his own mission. He gave Pilate to understand that he was not seeking an earthly throne. Desire of Ages. This is page 727, paragraph 1.
The desire of it is page 727. My kingdom is not of this world, he said. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Desire of Ages, page 727, paragraph 2.
Christ affirmed that his word was in itself a key which would unlock the mystery to those who were prepared to receive it. It had a self-amending power, and this was the secret of the spread of his kingdom of truth. He desired Pilate to understand that only by receiving and appropriating truth could his ruined nature be reconstructed. Desire of Ages, page 727, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Let us consider this verse for our review section, taken from 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 15, memory verse, Psalm. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man. That as you reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. What have we learned in ways we have grown, dear ones? These are the six questions that we always reserve that we can be able to have a review section today. For those that are not able to see the screen on the other devices, we will read it out. And if the Lord moves to be able to share for the edification of your brothers and sisters and the little one, you may be able to do so. The first one is, who is the main character or characters of our lesson? Number two, what is the main idea for this section of our story? Number three, where did the story take place? Number four, when did the story begin? Number five, how could you relate to the story? And the last one is number six, what did you learn from this lesson? If you are able to type it in the room, we will share it out. Otherwise, use your mic, dear ones. Who would like to take the first one?
The main characters in this section of the story is Pilate and Jesus, and we see the priests, the rabbis, and the in the background as well as being the main characters of this section.
The answer to question two was the main idea for this section of our story. The priest accusing Christ and Pilate's perspective.
The answer to number three, where did the story take place? The story is taken place in the judgment hall of Pilate.
The answer to question four, when did the story begin? Pilate seeing through the Pharisees' plot.
Number five, how can you relate to the story? We see here that Christ is being a perfect example of when being tried and tempted, that he did not try to defend himself. He did not speak when others expected him to speak. He did not react how others expected to react. We saw that in his silence, there was eloquence. We saw that he was able to maintain under the perfect, he was able to maintain perfect, in perfect peace under such an adverse trial. I can't say that I am fully there or could have fully done this, but I can relate to the story in the little trials that I face and be in silence and letting God be the one to be able to take care of the situation in its entirety. And through that, you know, God's perfect will be done. Number six, what did you learn from this lesson? And as I alluded to in number five, just learning to find a shelter in the time of storm under the wings of God, and just let be still and let God. And it's not always an easy lesson. It's not always an easy time because the flesh so wants to defend itself. The flesh so wants to be heard, and the flesh wants to have an immediate fix to the issues that it's going through. So, but through Christ's perfect example here, we see that it is possible, and that if we are faithful and just, that His will be done. So that's what I am learning from this lesson. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Forgive the background. It's raining over here pretty heavy, but it's a blessing as well, because we can't wait to see what the Lord had brought forth with the rain. If there's anyone else that would like to be able to share, I also agree with you, dear sister, especially when you were always the person that you tried to be able to defend. You know, we are all girls. We had no males among, and every time when there was something that was happening, I just felt that since there was no male, I was going to try to do the best that I can to defend. But I have noticed as I got older and coming into the message that whenever we do, we lose so much, because that is the time that we were supposed to listen to the voice of God to tell us what was going on. But I'm so glad that we still can be able to have the hope that as we go further in our walk, we can be able to see more and more and how to learn to incorporate these things no matter what is going on. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord is so merciful. Is there anybody else that would like to share, dear ones? May you unmute your mic. If not, we are going to continue, dear ones. So we have a favorite poem, and also we have our thoughts and a special music as well. And this particular thought is taken from a devotional book. I also share with the other books that might be having the same quote, because some people may not have this particular devotional. So it's taken from His Goodness Lead to Repentance in the section God Calls for Repentance. And the top verse is from Romans 2:4, King James, and it reads, "Or despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads thee to repentance." And that is in the reading for May 9, pages 131, paragraph 1 through 4. But we can also find it in Step to Christ in page 27, beginning with paragraph 1. We'd like to take the first paragraph, and the title is Repentance in Chapter 3.
It is true that men sometimes become ashamed of their sinful ways and give up some of their evil habits before they are conscious that they are being drawn to Christ. But whenever they make an effort to reform from a sincere desire to do right, it is the power of Christ that is drawing them, an influence of which they are unconscious works upon the soul, and the conscience is quickened, and the outward life is amended.
And as Christ draws them to look upon His cross, to behold Him whom their sins have pierced, the commandment comes home to the conscience. The wickedness of their life, the deep-seated sin of the soul, is revealed to them. They begin to comprehend something of the righteousness of Christ and exclaim, "What is sin that it should require such a sacrifice or the redemption of its victim? Was all this love, all this suffering, all this humiliation demanded that we might not perish but have everlasting life?" Set to Christ, page 27, paragraph 1.
The sinner may resist this love, may refuse to be drawn to Christ. But if he does not resist, he will be drawn to Jesus. Knowledge of the plan of salvation will lead him to the foot of the cross in repentance for his sins, which have caused the sufferings of God's dear Son. Steps to Christ, page 27, paragraph 2.
Through influences seen and unseen, our Savior is constantly at work to attract the minds of men from the unsatisfying pleasures of sin to the infinite blessings that may be theirs in Him. Steps to Christ, 28, paragraph 1.
You who in heart long for something better than this world can give, recognize this longing as the voice of God to your soul. Ask Him to give you repentance, to reveal Christ to you in His infinite love, in His perfect purity.
Okay. To all these souls who are vainly seeking to drink from the broken cisterns of this world, the divine message is addressed. Let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. Steps to Christ, page 28, paragraph 1.
In the Savior's life, the principles of God's law, love to God and man, were perfectly exemplified. Benevolence, unselfish love was the life of his soul. It is as we behold him, as the light from the Savior falls upon us, that we see the sinfulness of our own heart.
The cry of Christ to the thirsty soul is still going forth, and it appeals to us with even greater power than to those who heard it in the temple on that last day of the feast. The fountain is open for all. The weary and exhausted ones are offered the refreshing draught of eternal life. Jesus is still crying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Revelation 22:17 and John 4:14 from the Desire of Ages as well, page 454, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. We would like to share the poem. The poem is entitled Little Child. This is taken from Children Activity Book Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 10, page 258, from the Sunlight Education Ministry of Homeschooling from the Bible. Who would like to take the first one, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Number 1. Little child, when you are at play, do you know that Jesus sees you? He, it is, who made the day, sunshine, birds, and flowers to please you. Oh, then, thank him much and pray to be grateful every day.
Little child, when you're afraid, do you know that Christ is by you? Seek his care, then, he said. Ask and I will not deny you. He never fails to hear. He will keep you. Do not fear.
Little child, when you are bad, do you know that Jesus knows it? Yes, and oh, it makes him glad when you're sorry and confess it. Oh, then tell him quick and pray to grow better every day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now we are going to share the special music. This one is from Step to Christ, page 52, paragraph 2, in the section Encouraging Quote.
Jesus loves to have us come to him just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, dependent, just as we are, just as we are. We may come with all to have us come to him just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, dependent, just as we are, just as we are. We may come with all our weakness, our
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, this is the section. If you have any testimony that you would like to share, you may be able to do so. And if you don't at this very moment, we can still share our testimony at the end of our service. Welcome to our dear brother that is coming in. Sabbath blessing. So next week, by God's grace, we will continue our part 4 of our lesson entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone of the little one, mommies or daddies or our guests, would like to have closing prayer for a family review meeting, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most unholy name. Lord, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. Thank you for all the wonderful lessons. Thank you for all the participation of the children and their parents. Father, be with us for the rest of the day. Continue to bless us. Continue to provide the blessings for us continuously. Elevate our minds continuously in you, Lord, I pray. And be with the speaker in the next section of our study. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be May 27, 2023. We will continue with our lesson 383 of our chapter 77. Entitled, In Pilate's Judgment Hall, Part 4. Well, dear ones, may you have a blessed rest of this Sabbath, leaving the scripture and also a quote from our lesson book. The scripture is taken from Psalm 34, verse 7, and it reads, "The angel of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him and deliver them." And from our quote, margin, "So in all ages, angels have been near to Christ's followers, faithful followers. The vast confederacy of evil is arrayed against all who will overcome. But Christ will have us look to the things which are not seen, to the army of heaven encamped about all who love God to deliver them. From what danger, seen and unseen, we have been preserved through the precision of the angels, we shall never know until in the light of eternity we see the providence of God." That was taken from The Desire of All Ages, page 240, paragraph 3. Well, little ones, we have another picture from the garden of our dear sister Joan, and this is the amaryllis lily. And now you can enjoy your nature walk. I mean, you'll have a wonderful view of what the Lord has in creation. And then share with us next Sabbath by God's grace. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. God bless.